before we get to the new EPA contamination thresholds, let's review the suspicions that date back years from when firefighting foams were used.
There's two chemicals there. They're currently unregulated. They're called PFOA and PFOS. And as you said, they were used in firefighting foams that have been used at these former and current military bases dating back to really the 1970s. But it's only in the past, I don't know, I'd say about decade or so that a lot of concerns have been coming out about what these chemicals in the foams, what their effect is on human health. In 2014, as part of a nationwide sampling program by the EPA trying to find where these chemicals were, they were located in some water supplies in Bucks and Montgomery County. That would be Horsham, Warminster, Warrington, and a few smaller ones elsewhere in the county. At that point, they shut down some wells that were above what at the time was the EPA's best science on what safe levels of these chemicals were. So there were a handful of public wells shut down that would go into municipal systems, and several dozen private wells from homeowners using groundwater on their own.
Now, how have those parts per billion guidelines been changed?
They've dropped significantly. So Thursday, the EPA announced new guidelines for these unregulated chemicals based on a lifetime of exposure. So the prior levels were only supposed to account for a couple of weeks to maybe a month of exposure. You know, you visit a relative or a friend and you're there for a short period of time. This is what they felt was comfortable. Now, these new levels account for a lifetime of exposure. So what's safe for somebody to consume over, say, 70 years? And the numbers dropped pretty significantly. There's two separate chemicals. They each had their own advisories previously. Now they just kind of combined and said 0.07 parts per billion is the safe threshold. Now, in a worst case scenario, I found that a well that was considered safe just on Tuesday or Wednesday before this came out would now be about eight times above what the EPA now considers safe to drink.
Are these chemicals, PFOA and PFOS, considered to be carcinogenic at certain levels?
The word on it from a lot of experts has been the science is still starting to come out on these chemicals, but there's a fair body of research out now that has found some associations between particularly PFOA and a couple of health concerns, including cancer.
And have there been reports of residents getting cancer, and more specifically, have there been cancer clusters reported in these affected counties?
Sure. So, yes, there certainly have been anecdotal stories about people getting sick, people who have, especially residents in the nearby neighborhoods, have wondered for, frankly, decades and thought there were some unusual instances of cancer occurring. The same can be said for former military personnel on these bases. There's two separate groups on Facebook where people kind of share their concerns, and those numbers actually reach into the thousands of people in those groups who are concerned. Interestingly, they actually may get some answers before too long. This past month, there's a confirmation from a federal agency called the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, and they're currently doing a health study in the area where they're going to go back and look at Pennsylvania state cancer data from the past 30 years and look to see if there's any unusual amounts of cancer in these affected areas.
Now, the bases we're referring to are the former Willow Grove Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base in Horsham, the Horsham Air Guard Station, and the former Naval Air Warfare Center in Warminster, though presumably military personnel there weren't there for a lifetime.
No, that's correct. And there have been some past analysis done of military members on those bases that did take into account the fact that personnel had only been there for, in some cases, as few as just a few years. But none of these studies have ever incorporated what the addition of the PFOA and PFOS from these firefighting foams might be. So I think there's a lot of people asking for a new analysis.
So these guidelines came out yesterday. What's been the response today from both residents, businesses, and most importantly, water utilities?
The immediate reaction, of course, came from the water utilities. Between the three affected water utilities near these bases, which would be, once again, Horsham, Warrington, and Warminster, I believe the count is now at eight municipal wells that have been shut down between the three of them. And that's in addition to about the same number from the first round of concerns a couple years ago. That was kind of the immediate effect of trying to get this levels of these chemicals out of the public systems there. The follow-up will be, you know, what occurs to private residents in the area. Coincidentally, Governor Wolf's had announced on Thursday, yesterday, that they were going to be providing bottled water to any resident with any level of this of these chemicals in their water until the EPA came out with their new levels. So obviously that came out the same day, so there's some question to whether or not that bottled water will still be provided. But the question becomes, will the military adjust its response and now provide bottled water to everybody with private wells above these new levels? And early indications, I'm still working with them to get an answer on that, but it looks like they're going to be doing that.
So we have these new advisories from the EPA, a new threshold set. How can it be determined whether even those are the correct metrics?
This is one of those things where there's, as I said earlier, there's a lot of developing science behind these. So the EPA has taken about 7 or 8 years to review all the scientific literature out there and came to the conclusions at these numbers that they felt were safe. But there are certainly people out there, and studies have been done that show potential health effects at even lower levels. So there's already some question marks. The Delaware Riverkeeper Network, which is an environmental organization in Bucks County, has released a statement yesterday calling for removal of all levels of these chemicals from any drinking water. And in addition to that, State Representative Todd Stevens, who is up in Montgomery County, he has a lot of concerns based on some prior statements from the EPA that nursing mothers and infants should potentially avoid all levels of this water.
When was the last time, or how recently, were these foams used at the bases?
So the foams are actually still currently used by the military in some situations. They've taken a lot of care to kind of limit that exposure and clean it up properly when it is used. But the Horsham Air Guard Station, I believe, still has some of these in supplies. And the Naval Air Warfare Center and Willow Grove Station were believed to have used those more or less right up into their closing.
That the EPA study was pending, it still seemed to come as a surprise to many, yourself included. I understand that it came out yesterday. The forthcoming study, is it reasonable to expect that it will come out in a few months?
I believe so, yes. And that is through the ATSDR once again. And they did a study in January in the Warminster area looking at residents, where they determined that these chemicals could have posed a health risk to people exposed to them over time. At that time, they informed me that they were expecting to complete a similar study by the end of the year. And in recent conversations, they've said that it could be as early as the second half of the summer. So judging that hasn't changed much, I think it's likely that we could see that in the next coming months.
Any sense, of course, it's just 24 hours later, how many private wells may be ultimately deemed unsafe to drink from?
Already by my calculations, I believe there were about 80 private wells that had been affected based on the previous levels. I've asked the military and the EPA to provide the numbers of newly affected wells. I haven't heard back yet, but from looking at the most recent maps that are available, there were an additional about 150 wells that had PFOA and PFOS in some levels. Now, some of them may be still deemed safe by the new numbers, but I think it could be as many as that.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
Kyle Bagenstos of the Bucks County Courier-Times.